proclamation number 7398 dated the August 26, 1959. Jesus Christ is the gate into the kingdom of light. Every person who has found Jesus Christ, who has a living relationship with him, who is a truly active Christian and not a Christian who merely observes formalities, will enter through the gate of light. This is why the thought of being united with Jesus Christ makes every person happy, because then he will be assured of the kingdom of light. He will not need to fear death and the time awaiting him in the afterlife. But a heartfelt bond is meant by this, a bond which makes the person realize that he belongs to those who Jesus Christ died for on the cross. And this bond can always be found where a person lives a life of love and thereby already takes the path of following Jesus. This person will be spiritually brightly enlightened through love. The significance of the act of salvation will be known to him. He will recognize Jesus' mission on earth correctly and will therefore also want to partake of the act of mercy which Jesus, the human being, accomplished on earth as the shell of the eternal divine spirit. For anyone who knows about this immense work of redemption and its reasons cannot do anything but commit himself wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ and closely adhere to him for time and eternity. However, it requires enlightenment through the Spirit. It requires a life of love which makes this enlightenment possible in the first place, and it requires the will to live on earth according to its purpose and goal, it requires the resolve for good, which always initiates the connection with God in Jesus Christ. Yet a person can consider himself fortunate if he feels this heartfelt love for Jesus Christ. If he has joined him with all his heart and professes him to people until he dies, for he will enter the kingdom which Jesus Christ himself opened to him through his crucifixion. The living bond with him presupposes profound faith, and such faith presupposes love again, a life of selfless neighborly love, which faith awakens to life and provides the human being with certainty where he had previously still questioned and doubted. Anyone who can call such faith his own can truly already consider himself privileged on earth. He is like a rock, and the true Church of Christ is built on such faith. That is, only someone in possession of such firm faith that came alive through love belongs to the Church which was founded by Jesus. But then the person having attained this depth of faith will already be in a state of bliss, for nothing on earth will frighten him anymore, because he will be aware of being embraced by the one who had died for him on the cross, and he will feel sheltered in his arms. Even death will not frighten him anymore. He will merely discard his external shell and enter a different kingdom, a kingdom of light and bliss, which is the fate of every person who has a living faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.